Hey folks, Scott from IT Rockstars. Hope you're doing well today. I'm out sitting in the garden, just taking it easy. It's the first time I've really had a chance the whole day to just sit down and get 5 minutes to myself. And I'm actually on annual leave this week, so it just shows you how crazy busy it is here. I just can't wait until international travel's back on the agenda so I can get away from everything, literally. But hey, that's beside the point. We're going to be talking about your website here today. And before we start the video, if you want to become the local technology leader and start growing your IT MSP business predictably, with quality qualified leads, check out itrockstars.net. So your website, the reason this question comes up, I saw someone asking in a forum that was asking about an MSP managed services website. And they were asking all the wrong questions, basically. They were asking what content management system they should be using, what website host they should be using, and similar technical questions. And I had like a three sort of line reply. There was lots of people replying with different recommendations on what host, what content management system, what plugins, what extensions. And I just thought to myself, all of these people, or a lot of these people, are answering the question completely wrong. The number one thing that you have to realize when you with your website is it should serve really only one purpose, and that is to convert website visitors into taking an action on your website. Ideally, they'd be filling in a contact form, or clicking the call button, or something similar. That's really the only things that you need your website to do. And there's things that you can do to your website to kind of like rank it higher in the search. And I talk about that in one of the books that I've written. It's called Bear Attack SEO for Managed Service Providers. Find it in all good bookshops. However, my three sentences were basically get a good fast host, one that Google will like, and one that gives a good user experience. I use Cloudways. The cool thing like with Cloudways is that it's just like a management layer. And you can kind of choose where you want to host it. I use Google Cloud. But you need a fast host, okay? Because Google loves a fast website, as do most people when they're out and about on their mobile device. They want a fast, responsive website. So get a fast host and be prepared to pay for it. Second thing, no-brainer, use WordPress, and then buy a theme from somewhere like ThemeForest. Install it, one that you like the look of. You know, you pay about $50 to $100 for the theme, and then that's it. It's ready, apart from one thing, and that is the copy on the website. And this is the most crucial piece to any website. You could have like a website hosted in Wix. You could have it hosted in Squarespace. And what you see is what you get. GeoCities. It doesn't matter where it's hosted. It doesn't matter what it looks like either, really. You need copy that's going to convert that website visitor into some sort of action, but get them to take an action. And all of your time, or 99% of your time, should actually be spent concentrating on that on your website. So here at IT Rockstars, what we're doing next month for our members, and you can get in on this too, free of charge for a month, we are going to be developing landing pages for our members. And we're going to do three specific landing pages that they can install in their WordPress environment. I think one's going to be going after pure managed services, so IT support in your local area. The second one, probably cybersecurity related. And the third one, I'm thinking potentially digital optimization. I'm not sure though, because we've got things like Power BI as well, you know, data insights. I've got to work these things out. But what we're going to be doing with these landing pages is we're going to be running Google ads to them, and we're going to be seeing which ones perform the best, and we're going to give the best performing ones to our members. So just remember that when you're thinking about your website, it's all about the copy. It's all about what is said on the page to basically get that website visitor to take an action. And another analogy that another sort of way that I put this, and I've said this before, is think of it like a leaky bucket. You could have like you could have a website that's really good, but some of the copy could almost be like holes in a bucket, and it doesn't matter how much water you put in the bucket. You're never going to fill it to the top. You need to kind of plug the holes in that copy. So that's it for today. I do have some resources when it comes to writing copy for your website. If you're looking for those resources, just hit comment below and I'll kind of reply with a YouTube video. It's about an hour long YouTube video that kind of goes over how to write copy for your MSP website. Anyway, that's it for today. I've done too much thinking now. I'm just going to take it easy. And I'll catch you again, guys and girls, tomorrow. And remember, if you want to become the local technology leader and grow your MSP IT business locally with high quality leads that convert, check out itrockstars.net. Take it easy. Bye.
If you've enjoyed today's episode of IT Rockstars, we invite you to check out itrockstars.net. IT Rockstars is the essential resource to boost your MSP marketing efforts. Every month, you'll gain access to 4 premium white label articles specifically crafted to attract high quality leads. Use this content on your blog, LinkedIn, and email. We'll show you how to generate MSP B2B leads for your IT service business. We can only offer this service to one IT company per area. So sign up today and lock your competitors out.